This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy.
All right.
My thoughts.
Hey, because you have a lot of talking coming up and I get to really rest here for the second half of the show.
Sure.
I'll read the next question and then we can both attack this thing because this is a long, one. I think this one really relates to what a lot of other people are going through.
Okay.
Story but there's some great things in here. My husband turned me on to your Facebook group after hearing about it from people at work. I've loved listening to the podcast and Amanda really speaks to my soul with her savings tips.
So she must mean the Facebook page, not our group.
Yeah. I don't know if it's page, group, whatever. They're kind of tied together, but
yeah.
We unintentionally had twins in 2018.
Ooh. I like the word unintentionally.
What do you mean?
I love that they're avoiding the word, you know, like they're not saying accidentally or, you know, because unintentionally. That, I love it.
Look, I'm the guy. I'm not saying a word. I'm letting you do all the explanation here. So they unintentionally.
Well, maybe they intended to have one baby and but it ended up being double. We don't know.
What's that TV show on TLC? The people that have like the guy has all girls.
Oh, yeah.
Six of them or something like that.
I don't watch TLC.
Unintentionally had twins in 2018. So things have gotten a little more complicated.
Yeah, I'd say.
Anyway, having a friendly debate. Oh, we're settling a debate, Amanda. I love this. Here we go. Okay. We could actually cause a riff in this relationship.
Unless you and I disagree and each one of us takes a side.
You know, that would be actually be the safe route. We should do that.
Yeah.
It's safer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're having a friendly debate about our 401k and we'd like you to settle it if you have time. The big question, here it is, Amanda. Uh-huh. Should we stop contributing to our 401k in order to build our emergency fund or high savings interest? And
I don't need to hear anymore.
You've had some coffee tonight. I love it. But they have some more information. So let me go through it. Okay. And then we're going to go back to you saying yes. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're going to talk about baby steps in a minute, but maybe they weren't listening to the previous episodes.
Yeah. They're probably not listening to the episode. Actually, I told them we're going to use this in the episode. So they're listening.
They listen because they said they love my savvy savings.
Oh, that's true. You win. Yeah. All right. So here are the factors. We have no consumer debt. Congratulations, by the
Especially with unintentional twins.
For us, this includes no health care bills from the babies as well. Double no credit or loans. I love that. I love this. Getting more reports of this, by the way. We own a home. Currently, we have a 30-year mortgage. We'd like to refinance to a 20-year. Current liquid funds is $10,000. Monthly budget is $4,200. They have a budget, Amanda.
Yeah, and they have liquid funds of $10,000. That's almost an emergency fund.
Yeah. 10% has always gone. It is going into the 401k. Mm-hmm. We're single income right now due to high daycare costs times two. And a flight attendant schedule.
Okay.
I can't wait to see whose side you're on. I'm not sure which side we're doing here. We're just going to tell them our thoughts.
We don't know who.
Yeah. It's all yours. Go ahead.
So I'm not sure what the distinction is between what they're identifying as their liquid funds versus an emergency fund or high interest savings. To me, liquid funds sounds like that's your emergency fund, but it's not quite at 3 to 6 months. So maybe that's the question there. Since they're down to a single income, I'm also questioning how they're doing 10% into both 401ks, since that has to be on your earned income for the year. So they're probably only contributing to one 401k this year. So yeah, I mean, I would build up that emergency fund, especially since they're on a one income budget right now.
Oh yeah. And so we base.
And I would actually, since it's only one income, I would actually go on the higher end, like 6 months worth.
Yeah. So it would be, their monthly budget was 4,200. So hold on. I got to do some math here. 4,200 times six is
25. that. 1,200.
Okay, I don't know what you drank tonight, but you are on your game, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you know what? I just remembered. I actually did have coffee this afternoon, and I almost never have caffeine, so you're probably right.
So
I'm
okay,
mostly
so,
a non-caffeinated tea drinker. So yes,
oh
one
man,
cup
you're gonna
coffee.
Be up all night. $25,000. So today, $10,000 now. So let's go back. We're gonna go back through the baby steps. Their past number one, that was $1,000 initial. Right. They paid off all the consumer. That's baby step two. They're actually up to baby step three.
Yeah, they're
the
doing
emergency
great.
Fund. So that's what we need to work on. So that $10,000 goes into the emergency fund, and they still need $15,000 more. So how are we going to come up with that $15,000, Amanda?
Yep, they're going to immediately stop putting contributions in the 401k.
This is a very common subject, which is why I want to use this. You know what the response is going to be when you tell them that?
I don't know.
They have a 9.3% company match, which is why they're doing the 10%. So people get hung up on this part right here. That I don't want to stop my contributions.
I'll be honest. I get hung up on it then too.
No, a lot of people
I wouldn't want to turn down the free money. Yeah. So the match wasn't in this fact pattern here, but I guess if you're reading into that they're a flight attendant, then that makes sense.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to say about the company match, because there's a lot of people listening that relate to this one point. Mm-hmm. When you're going through these first baby steps, the first three, this is supposed to be happening rapidly. And if you stop the 401k portion, the contributions going there, trying to get company match, you can accelerate getting through one through three.
Yes.
And so if you're still losing $300 to $500 per month, which is maybe what they're dealing with here, in the grand scheme of things, it's really not that, it's not going to change the world if you get this knocked out in a couple of months. You know, it's, but I understand what people are thinking. They said, oh, it's free money, but you can always catch up with it later in the year.
You can catch up.
Because it's a company match. So
the other thing, I know they mentioned that they want to refinance. I wouldn't do that yet until you have your fully funded emergency fund and you've bumped up your retirement contributions to 15% minimum.
Oh, that's a good point. Good point.
Then
we're
going to
worry about the mortgage, right? Yep. Which is baby step six. So if you want to refinance it to make it go faster, then we can do it then. That's a great pickup there. Can you have coffee more often?
I don't know. We'll see how I feel tomorrow when I don't sleep tonight.
There was a couple of answers in there. So basically, it really comes back to the baby steps, Amanda.
Yeah.
So you're on baby step three from what it looks like. You need $15,000 more. I'm going to stick with the baby steps hardcore and say you got to stop the 401k, get up to 25,000, then come back and do 15% in your 401k, worry about your kids' future, and then
mortgage. If they're really set on the 10% into the 401k, then they got to find a different way to fund that emergency fund. You know, is there an extra car they can sell? You know, maybe since they're only doing one income, can they go down to one car? You know, the most important thing is fund that emergency fund and then go back to your 401k.
And go back to one of our episodes way long ago about gigs. Even though you're single income, the person at home with the two kids, you can do another job. You can flip things on eBay. There's all kinds of things you can do at home. Just because you're at home doesn't mean you can't make an income.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I've never had twins before. I know they're a handful, but you can always make extra money at home as well. So just consider that as well. You can always make another income. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rock Band USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.